May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be holy and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Dax Shepard, the actor, director, and podcast host, tells a story. A friend of his, a man named Gordon, was visiting him and his wife from out of town. And Gordon was casually looking through the contents of his library one morning when he came across Dax's copy of The Big Book. Now, for those of you who don't know, The Big Book is the Bible of Alcoholics Anonymous. Both Gordon and Dax are in recovery. They're familiar with the pain that addiction brings, and they both tried to overcome it. Inside the book's cover, Gordon found a list of dates. Dates written throughout the years and then crossed out, save for one, save for the date at the end of the list. And there were notes on the margins of the dates that were crossed out, notes that cataloged Dax's failures and his feelings about failure, brutal notes written by Dax himself. Dax was mortified to learn that Gordon had found this artifact of his past. He was ashamed that his friend had seen just how many times he'd failed at getting sober, ashamed at how powerless he had felt in the face of addiction, how miserably he felt that he'd dealt with it. But Gordon saw things differently. In that list of scratched out dates, he saw a friend who had never quit trying. Through Gordon's eyes, Dax saw himself anew. He was able to be proud of himself, proud that he didn't quit quitting, proud that he'd gotten back up each time he failed. I can't help but think of that story when I read today's gospel. In a certain city, Jesus says, there was a woman, a widow, who seeks justice. She will not rest until she gets it. And in that same city, there is a judge, one who neither fears God nor respects people. The judge finally relents to the widow's request for justice, not because he is a good judge, not because it is the right thing to do, but simply because he is tired that she won't quit trying. When the judge in the parable says to himself, "I will grant this widow justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming," the verb used there, the verb that means to be worn down, is telling. In Greek, that verb is actually a boxing term, suggesting something more like being punched in the eye. So an alternate translation of this very passage might read, "I will grant her justice so that she may not come and slap me in the face." The widow is a fighter. She will not let up in the face of what is broken. In the face of resistance and defeat, she just won't stop fighting. This is a parable about our need to pray always and not lose heart. It may be obvious, but I find it worth noting here. This parable tells us about the attitude of the one who prays, not about the God who hears our prayers. God, of course, is not the wicked judge pictured here, the judge who has no regard for what is good, the judge who has no regard for people. Rather, what Jesus is trying to get across here is how prayer is supposed to work upon us. Prayer, you see, isn't a passive act. It isn't something we say when we've got nothing left to do. It is what we do precisely when all hope seems lost. It isn't something we say when we've given up. It's what we do the moment others have. For Jesus, prayer is an active response to what is broken. Prayer involves action, persisting in spite and in the face of failure, pursuing what is right and true and good in the face of resistance. Now, this is easier said than done, of course. Each of us face trials that other people can't imagine. Each of us has our own demons to fight, day in and day out. And the good news is that Jesus is familiar with your demons. Jesus knows the hard road that you have traveled, the challenges that you alone have faced, the difficult world that you were born into. Jesus is also familiar with the world around us, the world as it is, the broken and divided world we all live in, a world where widows and orphans struggle to get by, where poor people get poorer and rich people get richer, where those who do justice are despised, while the wicked prosper. And yet, in the face of this cruel and indifferent world, Jesus offers us something more than thoughts and prayers. What Jesus offers is true and lasting freedom. Freedom not just to do anything we like, but freedom to overcome our own worst impulses. What Jesus offers is power, not the kind of power used to oppress others, but the kind of power that can turn the world's nightmare into the world of God's dreaming. What Jesus wants for you is the ability to renew and transform the world as it is into the world as it should be. Jesus doesn't want your thoughts and prayers in the abstract. That is a poor imitation of prayer, a cheap substitute for the kind of prayer Jesus models. What Jesus wants is your prayers in action, prayers that proclaim good news to the poor and recovery of sight to the blind, prayers that let the oppressed go free and proclaim a year of the Lord's favor. And the good news, my friends, the good news in addition to the rest of the good news in this story, the thing that we have to remember each time we get knocked down is that we don't have to pray perfectly. All we have to do is to keep trying. Every time we celebrate a baptism, we repeat the promises of our baptismal covenant. We promise to continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers. We promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves. And there is one question in the baptismal covenant that always sticks with me long after the service is over. One question that reminds me of the kind of God we serve. Will you persevere in resisting evil? The question goes. And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. The question says, whenever you fall into sin. It doesn't say if. You will fail, my friends. Fail as you attempt to pray in earnest with your words and with your actions. Fail as you try to create a better world for you and for your loved ones and for all of God's creatures. Don't lose heart. All you can do, all we are called to do, is to keep trying. Whatever challenge you may be facing today, rest assured that the God who promised to be with you on the day of your baptism will remain with you to the very end. Whatever mistakes you have made, know that God will always, always remain faithful and true. So blessed are those who try and who stumble, and who pick themselves back up. Blessed are those who pick themselves back up, dust off their knees, and get back in the ring. Blessed are you, you who know the misery and disappointment of failure. You, the wonderful, beautiful, grace-filled losers, who bear witness to life and joy on the other side. Amen.